Oh.
Yeah.
I'm in a plane with a rock band.
That's what you want.
I am in a plane to Berlin with a rock band whose name is
Buzzcocks.
The Buzzcocks, and you're listening to W Radio Internet XM. This is the Buzzcocks.
Now you say you are listening to Melting Pod.
Melting Pod.
Yes, with Annie from Marseille. It's me. Okay.
You're listening to Melting Pod with
Annie from Marseille.
But you must say your name and the name of your band before.
Prisoner number 43281, Buzzcocks Tony. You listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
Yes.
And we're on a plane, we've got to get off, so we've got to get our bags.
And you?
What?
Take me the same.
Oh, hello, you're listening to Melting Pod with Annie. W.79,000XFM.00945. My name's Steve Diggle. I'm wanted by the police, but have a good time. I'm just about to be arrested. They've got on a plane, they're going to get
Come
me.
Come on, son, you're Nick.
So, have a listen to Annie on Melting Pot.
Good morning, guten tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pot, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Today, August 7-8, we are with Frank Meyer, leader, singer and guitarist from two rock bands based in Los Angeles, California, the Streetwalking Cheetahs and Sweet Justice. But Frank works too a part of his time for G4, a TV channel on the internet, and makes sometimes interviews from rock bands to porn stars to promote the Man Show. It's very funny to read. I recommend it to you. Another part of his time, Frank works as music producer for hip-hop and rock bands, writes as rock journalist books and reviews for magazine. At least for a few months, Frank became filmmaker and created the video game theater, and you will understand how it was complicated to plan an interview with him. But it's now with a song called When God and the Devil Agree from their last album Gainesville, and a little later with December in a Day.
In the space between our visions, there's grown a grassy knoll. A single-minded Judas with a heart of black and coal. Across 1,000 miles, he destroyed 1,000,000 smiles. But what's a man to do when he does only one thing well?
That's someone. Why did you leave me?
grown a grassy knoll. A single-minded Judas with a heart as black and cold.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Annie. How are you?
Oh.
What's happening?
It was a long time.
Long time no speak.
Yes. I'm very happy. And you are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes? Because
yep.
I want to do the woman show questionnaire with you.
Okay.
Do you know what is this?
I remember you telling me that you were doing a woman show. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know a lot about women, so.
It's a little a copy of your man show.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
I like the man show.
Yes, and I want to begin with the first question. What's new in your life since the last time we called?
Well, boy, lots of things, I guess. The Streetwalkin' Cheetahs got back together last September, and we did a reunion show that was recorded for a live album that'll be out in August, so that's kind of fun. We actually just did a show 3 nights ago in Las Vegas, the Modern Drunkard Magazine Convention, which was basically a drunk festival, a drinking festival in Las Vegas. And we played that with the Super Suckers and Upper Crust and some other groups. Had a very fun time. At this point, we just sort of, we just do shows once in a while, I guess, whenever it seems like a good idea. So we got the record coming out in the summer, and we did a one-off show. And the Eddie Spaghetti from the Super Suckers, the singer of the Super Suckers, I just did a remix of his new country album. He has a new solo album out called Old Number Two, and he gave me and my production partner, Bruce Duff, the masters, and we've made a whole remix of the album that's sort of like an electronica hip-hop remix of his country album. I've been doing a lot of producing lately, so I've been producing rock groups and hip-hop groups, and that was sort of a way to blend it all together. So just been kind of working, playing music, and working on my TV show, my writing.
Frank, with the Streetwalkin' Cheetahs, are you starting a tour in France or not?
Right now there's no touring plans in the works. To be honest, I don't really see us touring anytime too soon. I think we talked about maybe doing a tour of Spain next year. Maybe that would stretch out into going over to France too. I'm not really sure. But, you know, at this point we're all so busy with so many other things that getting in the van and doing a big long Streetwalkin' Cheetahs tour just does not seem like it's in the cards right now.
Oh.
But we'll see. You never know. You never know. We never say never.
2 weeks only in France, it would be a very lot of fun.
Okay, you got it. We'll do it. We'll do it just for you, just to come out and see you.
Oh, you can spend 2 weeks only in Marseille. It's more comfortable.
You know, I don't know if Marseille is quite big enough to warrant 2 weeks just in Marseille, but but we could do a few weeks in France.
And then you are speaking about your TV show?
Yeah, we actually just got a deal with MTV Europe. We're doing it for a TV show on MTV Italy called Flux, and video game theater, which I co-wrote and directed with my friend Scott Chernoff and someone named BJ Geyer, who does a show here in the United States called Crank Anchors. We got a deal to be part of an MTV show. So in 2 weeks, we start filming our first 13 episodes. It's called Video Game Theater. You can go to videogametheater.com, or you can go to myspace.com/videogametheater, and you can watch it, or just go to YouTube and watch it. And it's sort of like the secret life of video game characters. So each one is like a short documentary about video game characters, but we're pretending that they've led these very extravagant, dangerous, dark lives. So in ours, like, Pac-Man's a pill popper, and he smacks around Miss Pac-Man, and he turns baby Pac-Man gay, and he goes on these arson binges and sets fire to things and goes up on court charges and stuff. And Mario and Donkey Kong are fighting over the hand of the princess. Frogger is a terrorist. So we've taken all these classic video games from the 70s and 80s and made these sort of pretend documentaries about what their lives are really like. And of course, in our world, their lives are all horrible and messed up and, you know, full of sex and drugs and all sorts of stuff. So we do it, we actually build puppets, and then we shoot the puppets and add hand-drawn animated backgrounds. So it's sort of puppets and animation and cartoons and music and stuff all in one. But they're all funny, and so, you know, it's sort of like a South Park kind of thing.
But you do yourself the puppets?
Yep.
Yes?
Yep. I mean, we have our partner BJ Geyer is really the puppet master. He's the guy that sort of builds the main puppets. But Scott and I, my partner and I, we do the voices, and we have done some puppeteering ourselves and helped build a few of the puppets. It's very hands-on. I mean, basically, myself and my two partners, we pretty much do almost everything on the show.
But until now, there is only one episode we can see on the internet, no?
Yeah, right now there's just one episode. We shot a pilot episode to go and try to get a deal, and we spent the last year shopping it around to TV networks and doing press and interviews, and we finally got a deal with MTV, and so we'll go make our TV show.
Okay. And
yeah, so, you know, I can't really go touring because I have to play with puppets.
Yes.
I'm like a 3-year-old in that way.
We'll be right back.
we continue the interview with Frank, and I ask him the same question he asked to the porn star during the Man Show promotion for G4, because I found that so funny. Suddenly, in a cool interview, he asked the woman, how large is your bust size? Are your breasts real or fake? And the woman answered very cool and natural, though I had the idea to translate this both question to men and observe if the men are as cool and natural as the woman in that situation. I call the show The Woman Show, and for 8 months, I chose my first victims among the coolest rockers I know around the world. I did a first test on a podcast in January with Billy Hopeless from the Black Hellos, but then I didn't want to edit the show on the internet before having the initiator. Frank, it's your tour now. What is your best part to be a rocker, Frank?
What is the best part of being a rocker?
Yes.
I suppose getting to play concerts and getting to travel around and meet all sorts of people. There's nothing like rolling into a new city and playing a concert and getting to know a bunch of people that are fans of your music, and I think that's the best part. That 45 minutes or hour that you're on stage doing what you love, that's the best part.
And what is your worst part?
The worst part would probably also be the traveling. I mean, the playing the concerts is the best part. Sometimes getting to the concerts is the worst part because, you know, you spend all day sitting around in a van and driving around, and that part's not as fun, especially for me now. I've got a little daughter, and I don't really like to be away from her for very long. So if I could play a concert every night, I'd do it, but if it means being, you know, in a van traveling and away from my my family, then I'm not so excited about it.
Yes, and you remember your third question with the woman is sometime, what is your bust size? You know that.
Well, I'm not sure what my own breast size would be.
Frank, I must translate this question for men.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. God, you know, I don't know. I haven't measured it. I suppose 2 feet.
You never measure. I can tell you it's wrong, because every man I ask that, like, when you are a little boy in the school, every boy measures that.
You know, boy, I'm gonna tell you. Maybe I did when I was a little kid, but I'd like to think I've grown since then, so I'm not actually sure what I am. But believe me, it's quite impressive. It's very big. You'd be very impressed, I'm sure.
No. I want an answer with centimeters.
I'll let you measure it next time I see you.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. There you go. You can take care of that. You can put the official word on that for me.
Yes, and then I can check.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And is real or fake?
Oh, is it real or fake?
Yes.
It's fake. You've uncovered me.
Yes.
It's all fake. And I don't really... This is not something I wanted to get out there, but Annie, you know, you've discovered it. You've unleashed my secret. I have a fake penis. No, it's very, very real. Believe me. Believe me, sweetheart. It's frighteningly real. You'd be scared.
Oh, I can't wait to see you now.
You'd faint. You'd pass out. You wouldn't even make it.
And you are not shy.
I can be shy sometimes, but not right now.
Not right now, because I live in Marseille and you in Los Angeles.
Exactly, because I know I'm safe. I'm so many miles away. I'm not worried about it. But maybe if I saw you in person, then I would be shy.
And the last question: did you already have sex on a trampoline?
You know, God, I have not been on a trampoline in forever, but boy, I used to love jumping on trampolines. It's not as exciting when I jump on a trampoline than, like, on the Man Show when you have these, you know, half-naked girls in bikinis with big breasts. Now, that's an exciting trampoline ride. But I do like a good trampoline, you know. Don't get me wrong. If you had a trampoline, I would jump on it.
Yes.
Love it.
I speak to have sex.
If I had sex on a trampoline. No, I haven't. But that sounds like pretty fun. That sounds like a good time to me. But yeah. No, because, you know, every time I've seen a trampoline, it's over, you know, I'm never in a situation where I could do that. It's always like, you know, at some, like, little kid's birthday party, and maybe that's not the best place for me to have sex, you know? I mean, I guess it could be if it was a really hip party, but it hasn't happened yet.
Then I asked Frank to sing me a song on the phone to make a break, but 2 days before, he had a show and the guitar was in the van. It was too complicated. I was very disappointed. In fact, I wanted a part of a song called I Want You From the Trucks, the Streetwalking Cheetahs, recorded in one shot in 1995 in a studio with a special guest, Juan Kramer. And Frank is really great at the vocals and at the guitar as usual. I give you that song at the end of the show, but the interview is not finished. It's a very long interview, and in the second part of this podcast, I will give you Gainesville Lyric Story, a great and crazy human story around the Streetwalking Cheetahs last album.
I could try. You want me to record it and then send it to you, or you want to call and have me play it for you?
Yes. I want that.
I want that.
I want you.
I want that. I want you to play. I want you.
I want you right now.
What's that song called?
Guitarathon.
Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pot, www.meltingpot.com.
Hi, this is Billy Hopeless. You're listening to Podcast Melting Pod. Rock and roll. Get it on.
You forget for the Black Halos.
Oh, okay, yes. Hi, this is Billy Hopeless from the Black Halos. I'm in France, and you're listening to Melting Pod Podcast. Love it. Je suis un idiot.
Et tu rajoutes avec Annie de Marseille.
What?
With Annie from Marseille.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Billy Hopeless of the Black Halos. I'm in France. You're listening to...
Je savais.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, this is Billy Hopeless of the Black Halos. I'm in France. You're listening to Annie from Marseille's Melting Pot Podcast. Je suis amour.
I am love.